This is a Clipcast special edition. You know, we've had Matt Barnes on the show before. I think the episode's called Boneyard. He's been on the show a couple of times, and one of the greatest things I've ever read on Twitter from one of the fans was when they tweeted, "Where did Matt Barnes call from? The Dagobah system?" That really made me laugh. Well, we've got Doc Rivers today from further away in the galaxy, over in the war room at Clippers Command Central at the facility in Playa Vista where the players play. Doc, Chris Wilde with Clipcast, how are you? Let me ask you, did Game 6, the results, did it shock you? Did that surprise you, that outcome?
You know, I don't know. I didn't, like, walk in the locker room after the game and say, man, I'm shocked or surprised. You know, I had confidence, and I'm sure the other side did too. And, you know, so, you know, I went in the locker room thinking, okay, we've done this. Now, honestly, I was already thinking about the next game, and we got to get them ready for that one. So, I don't know if it showed me much. I already had probably believed that. It probably showed a lot of other people stuff outside the locker room.
Chad, you got anything for Coach Doc Rivers of the Los Angeles Clippers?
Doc, momentum has been a very weird thing in this series. Do you guys feel like you have some heading into this Game 7 now?
Well, I don't know if there is such a thing of momentum in this series. I think it's just two really good teams that really don't care where they play. I think both teams view it as a great competition, and I think both teams will be ready tomorrow. Obviously, we'll be at home, but you just can't lean on being at home. That obviously hasn't worked well in this series. So it's going to be the team, you know, that plays the best. And, you know, I've said for years, it's a make-miss league, and Game 7s are the ultimate make-miss games.
In a make-miss series, in a make-miss league, I love it. And it all comes down to Game 7. Saturday at 5 p.m. before the title card of the fight on the greatest sports day ever with a Kentucky Derby happening pregame. And then immediately after the game, it's the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. But the fight that I care about, the race that I care about, Clippers, Game 7 versus the champs. Winner goes to Houston. Yeah, Game 7. What can we expect?
I think that this is going to be another knockout dragout, just like basically 5 of the 6 so far. And the Clippers basically could have had the series over by now, but they let 2 games slip away at home, especially Game 2. 3 games? Is that going to happen? I mean, has that ever happened in postseason history? I mean, I know the craziest series before this was the 94 Suns and Rockets, when they were winning on each other's home courts back and forth. But to do it 3 times in the series, I mean, only the Spurs could possibly do it. Now, that being said, the last time the Spurs did it, 2008 against Chris Paul.
Oh, would you stop with that 2008 nonsense?
This is a big game for Blake, Chris, and the entire Clippers organization.
Yeah, it is. Jack, the away team has won the last 3 games, but 2 of those 3 W's are Clipper W's.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I mean, 3 of the 5 San Antonio losses in this calendar year have been to the hands of the Clippers. So you throw that in the equation. Again, we question this team's mental toughness. It's going to be tested again. But, you know, besides their little, you know, last-second blunders, which is, you know, one of the key components of this team going forward, they have, you know, rose to the occasion. So it's going to be interesting. This series, like you know, really no team has a momentum. Each game is its own like little subplot, a little chapter. And it's great to have this game on arguably the greatest sports day of all time.
I agree with you. This is the greatest day in sports history of all time. But I disagree, and I think the Clippers have the momentum going into Game 7 at home where they won Game 1 in a commanding fashion.
They do, but in the Spurs' defense, Kawhi Leonard had a, you know, bad performance. That's not going to happen again. He's been, you know, their assassin. Granted, Boris Diaw, and Bellinelli stepped up in Game 6, you're going to see the Spurs do the Spurs stuff. Again, they have so many different elements that can hurt the Clippers. Well, we know that Blake and Chris have to, you know, carry a lot of this load. So, again, the baby health will be interesting because we're going to probably have a man bun sighting.
Spencer Hawes.
Which means man bun.
Man bun.
Gets to up his trade stock in game seven. And when and if the Clippers go forward.
When?
The next series, depending on this mild baby ankle sprain. Will he be out? Will he be in?
Big baby, you know, it's an ankle sprain, and it's, you know, we'll find out more tomorrow, really. We won't know much today.
Who are you going to go to, Doc? Is it going to be man bun?
Lots of people. You know, we got Turk, we got Spencer.
Man bun.
We can go small. We basically did it last night, so the game will dictate that.
I love Doc's coaching last night. He's playing chess, not Parcheesi. Jag, what do the Clippers need so Doc can stare Pop dead in his Gordon's fisherman eyes and say checkmate?
Mental toughness and being aggressive. Those are the two key components to beating the Spurs. In every game the Clippers have won, that has been the case. Now, let's go back to game five. They diverted back to the old Clippers of a couple months ago. Whining, crying, not getting the calls. Granted, we all know those calls were awful. You have to beat the team and beat the team in front of you, and that's what's going to happen in Game 7.
Clipper Nation, I don't know if you've been reading ClipsNation.com during this season, but it's been pretty great, especially Steve Perrin's articles. Just read everything by this man, Steve Perrin. Steve, you got anything for Doc?
Doc, it's Steve Perrin with ClipsNation.com. Hey, the Clippers have had two of their worst three-point shooting games of the season in the last two games. I know you always say it's a make-miss league, but how much of that would you attribute to Spurs defense, and how much of that is just miss the shot?
Well, probably a little bit of both. You know, I think the Spurs have done a terrific job through the series of trying to run us off. They've made that a focal point. We have two, but you couldn't tell yesterday in the last game either. We did miss some wide-open ones as well. But when you don't get as many, then those shots become harder because you're not in rhythm. You haven't taken as many as you used to. So that's an area we would like to get more threes. There's no doubt about that.
I love Clipper Steve so much. He's our Clipper Steve, Clips Nation's Clipper Steve. But I love when Clipper Steve said to Steve Ballmer, he would basically sell him the name Clipper Steve to Ballmer. Somebody on Twitter, at Jasper Pike, had this incredible idea. He says, before Game 7, they should just give the mic to Steve Ballmer and let him hype up the crowd. It would be the greatest thing in the world. I think I have to agree. Could you imagine just Ballmer riling up Los Angeles? Are you ready for hardcore Larry Quest Clipper Nation? Oh, Ballmer, so rich. Jack, talk to me about the performance of young Blake Griffin. I mean, he is putting up some superstar stud numbers in this series. Just silencing all doubters. He's got incredible numbers in the playoffs. Talk to me, Jack.
We're over 25 points, over 10 boards, and 5 assists. I mean, it's spectacular. I mean, he puts up numbers that, you know, LeBron does. And it's funny because he's a power forward. And we get on him because his rebounds have gone down over the course of the last couple of years. But, you know, it's fantastic. And if he can produce like he did at the end of game six, I think a lot of those naysayers will go to bed. That's the biggest criticism. Can he live up to the pressure? And we, until last night, we really haven't seen that. And for this team to win it all, to get past the Spurs, they need Blake to be that other element with Chris at the end of the game and not have this offense be stagnant.
The offense is not going to be stagnant, Jag. Don't go all Nick Hamilton on me now. Doc, where does this team get their confidence from, man? They just won two in a row in San Antonio. Where do they get this confidence from, Doc?
I don't know where it comes from. I just think we've been together. I keep talking about that. I've talked about it all year. The more you try to keep a core group together, I think the more they learn from each other, they know each other, and they can trust each other, and they tend to have more confidence together compared to when you make so many changes that no one really knows each other.
Again, this is the fourth year of Blake and Chris. You can throw DJ in the equation, but basically only been two because Del Negro never played him. It's time for them to, rise to that next level. I mean, when Chris joined this team, he was younger, Blake was younger, and they kind of grew in this world of talent and dysfunction. You know, now they have the stability that is Doc and Ballmer buying the team. You know, the sky's the limit, but it's important to get past the Spurs and thrive into this next round.
Which they will do, Jack. The Clips are winning in seven, like you predicted, before the series started. Houston, you have a problem. They have a big problem in Houston because the Clips are going to come in and knock their socks off. Jack, last episode of Clipcast was pretty controversial with Nick Hamilton just basically coming on the show and kicking us while we're down. I mean, wasn't Nick Hamilton kind of Clipper Nation's biggest villain? The Joker, the Lex Luthor, the Age of Ultron?
Oh, Nick, I want to see what his Pacquiao Mayweather bet is. He's going to be going to that fight. So, Clipper Nation, make sure you tweet at Nick Hamilton and get his prediction for that one.
Exactly, Jag. Tweet at Nick Hamilton LA. Find out who he's picking for Pacquiao Mayweather and then basically bet on the opposite. I want to call Nick and ask him who he's got in the Kentucky Derby so I could basically bet on every other horse but his pick.
Yeah, I'll take the field. Yeah, just run the other way and run the other way from his Game 7 pick.
Well, there you have it, Clipper Nation. That's a Clipcast special update. I will see you tomorrow night at Staples Center, 5 p.m. Woo! Playoffs at dusk in Los Angeles as the sun sets on the Pacific Ocean and hopefully sets on Tim Duncan's San Antonio Spurs. Come on, Clipper Nation. Let's go, Clippers. Let's go. I want that Larry so bad, Coach.
All right, that's why I'm here. That's why they're here. And there's only one place you can go to in this league, and that's trying to get Larry. 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 Larry.
It's Clipping Ace, standing proud. Taking over, staying loud. This time is now to be legendary. And we gon' give it all till we get the Larry. We want that Larry, we want that Larry. And we gon' do whatever is necessary to get that Larry and have that parade and bring the championship right back to LA. We can let all these losers hate to win us. Got them afraid to enter the Staples Center. Eliminating all these fake contenders. Portland to Brooklyn, put them on a plate for dinner. Got the best coach and the best PG. Dare anybody out there to test CP? Three from the top of the key, drop it to BG. He gon' back it down and make it look easy. You bash on him, alive at the DJ to smash on him. A Parker penetrate and take it off the glass on him. It ain't just them, it's the whole team though. Reddick dropping threes, making all the screen. Check the bingo, we came here to dominate. Never stress, we just let Doc operate. Started small, but it's far more big, and I'm introducing y'all to the hardcore clip. It's Clipping Ace, standing proud. Taking over, staying loud. This time is now, to be legendary. And we gon' give it all till we get the Larry. We want that Larry, we want that Larry. And we gon' do whatever is necessary to get that Larry and have that parade and bring the championship right back to LA. They might be hard, but we go harder. Our bench is probably better than your starters. Jamal Crawford putting a D on roller skates. Got him scared from Cleveland to Golden State. DeAndre making sure he control the paint. Matt Barnes bringing the pressure, so don't make no mistakes. They try to knock us down, but we're still the strongest. That's why Steve Ballmer put his billions on us. Name another city with some better fans. You can hear Clipper Darryl Clear screaming from the stands. Making moves for now in the future too. Let that other team talk about things they used to do. Shout out to Clipper Spirit and the DJ Dents. Let out them silver know it's about to get intense. Making sure the top is where we do stay. So Clipper Nation, rise up, it's a new day. It's Clipper Nation, standing proud. Taking over, stay loud. This time is now, to be legendary. And we gon' give it all till we get that Larry. We want that Larry, we want that Larry. And we gon' do whatever is necessary to get that Larry and have that parade and bring the championship right back to LA. Stand up. Stand up, if you were part of Clipper Nation, get your hands up. Stand up, stand up, if you reppin' Clipper Nation, get your hands up. Stand up, stand up, if you were part of Clipper Nation, get your hands up. Stand up, stand up.
If you rep the Clipper Nation, put your hands up. We got T-Brand, D-Night on the track.